Well, it's Halloween. Well, a little bit after Halloween, but it's time for our annual Halloween episode. Stay tuned. Good afternoon, everyone. As always, I'm Gene Talsk. I want to welcome you to my White Collar Crime and Fraud podcast. Once again, I failed to get the podcast out on time, but I'm trying. Sorry, it's just been very busy. Anyway, although it's past Halloween, we're going to have our annual Halloween episode. And this episode, as we talk about fraud, of course, but we're going to explore the more mysterious side of fraud as we have in the past podcasts. I really like Halloween episodes. Halloween is probably my favorite holiday of the year. One of my favorite holidays, certainly. Top two. Anyway, I'd like to, of course, welcome everyone once again. Okay. In the past podcast, for the Halloween podcast, we talked about psychics, and of course, there's no reason to change it this time. So we're going to talk about two fraud schemes involving psychics or so-called psychics. And for those of my listeners who've been tuning in, I am highly skeptical of any person who makes claims that they have psychic abilities. There's certainly nothing to demonstrate that psychic abilities exist. If they do exist, they're certainly useless. But it doesn't stop people still from falling for fraud scams, psychic fraud scams. And it's very unfortunate, of course, because as with most scams, they target the most vulnerable in society. But it doesn't stop them from going forward. And we'll talk a little bit, we'll close the episode with a little bit talking about how these psychic scams can be neutralized through the use of the baloney detection kit, which we talked about in an earlier episode. So let's talk about what I think is a pretty amazing psychic fraud scam. It involves a conviction this year by the Department of Justice in June of 2023. And for those of my foreign listeners, the Department of Justice is that branch of the United States government that handles federal criminal matters. Other matters, but mainly criminal matters. The U.S. attorney is our main person in the United States who is responsible for prosecuting crimes. But of course, the U.S. attorney can't do it alone. So there are thousands of assistant U.S. attorneys. Our current U.S. attorney general is Merrick Garland. But anyway, this fraud scam involved a man named Patrice Runner. I'm probably saying that wrong. He was a Canadian citizen, a Canadian and French citizen. I don't speak French, so I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But Patrice Runner, who operated a 20-year fraud scheme from 1994 until about 2014. And this reminds me of a scheme that existed back in the 80s and 90s, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, Patrice Runner would basically send out letters to would-be individuals who were having a hard time in their lives. And these letters would state that through some psychic connection, through some psychic abilities, realized this person was having problems, and the psychic would promise great wealth or happiness or something else, so long, of course, as a fee was paid. Now, what's interesting is that the fee was not that large. It was about $30 to $40. And the letters would state that the psychic had a personalized vision regarding the recipient of the letter, and that based on this vision, he could tell that the target was having problems. And so the person was here to help them with their problems through their incredible psychic powers. And what would happen then is that these mailings were sent out because Runner and his co-conspirators were able to obtain the names of elderly and vulnerable victims by renting and trading mailing lists with other mail fraud schemes. So this isn't, I'm not telling anything anybody doesn't already know or shouldn't know, but it's not uncommon for fraudsters to have a database of individuals who they can target. Back in the early 20th century, Harry Houdini, the famous escape artist, made it a point of his life to try and expose psychic frauds. And he discovered that so-called psychics had a network, a database of people who we'd come to see them and they knew what was wrong with their lives. So these incredible powers, sometimes these psychics, so-called psychics, would display. They already knew about it because on a database, they could tell that this target had been to a hospital, this other target had recently lost their spouse or what have you. So anyway, what would happen is that Runner would send out these letters from these mailing lists to these targets. And as I said, the message was that, you know, I have seen in a vision that you're having problems. I can promise you happiness, wealth, whatever. And all you had to do was send in $40. Well, for many people, unfortunately, this was a this was too good to pass up. People felt, you know, sometimes they felt, well, this is a gift that I'm getting this letter. And so they would get the letter and send in the $40 or what have you. And it wouldn't stop there. After this person would send in the $40, they would continue to get letters from the psychic, so-called psychic, saying that, and it wasn't just one letter, it was dozens, sometimes hundreds of letters, all purporting to be personalized communications from the psychic to these individuals saying, hey, thanks for the $40, you know, let's keep this going because obviously now your health is getting better or happiness is on the way or money is on the way, let's keep this going. And these letters were purported to be personalized individual letters from the psychic to the target. And so the money would keep on coming in and that, okay, for another $20, you can keep us this going here, don't stop now. And sometimes the demands would be for some trinket, which would claim to have psychic powers or some kind of holy water or something of that nature. And people would continue to send in the money and the scam would keep on going for years, sometimes decades in terms of these victims. So you could see how this worked here, where in the initial reception was of a letter that was mailed out through a mass mailing. The target would receive the letter, and if the target would respond, then the psychic, in this case, the so-called psychic, the scam run by Patrice Runner, would continue to send out letters to these people, and the people would be hooked and continue to send money, small amounts of money, but money nonetheless to these to Patrice Runner and his cohorts. Now, if you're only sending $20, of course, it's not much money. But if you're sending $20, let's say four times a year, over a period of years or sometimes decades, and it's thousands of people doing this, you can see just how the money literally would just add up. And Patrice was making millions from this scam. As a matter of fact, the complaint from the Justice Department stated that he stole more than $175 million from victims in the United States. Of course, that's an incredible amount of money. And the what was happening here was, as I said, he was collecting small amounts of money on a continuous basis from large numbers of people. And of course, over time, this adds up. Now, these letters were not personalized letters. They're actually pretty much boilerplate letters that were being sent out. So what would happen is that a person would receive a letter, which seemed to be a personalized letter. But actually, this letter was the same kind of letter that was being sent out to hundreds, if not thousands, of other people. Now, you may wonder, how is it that somebody can receive a letter, a boilerplate letter, and think that letter was just made for them? Well, and once again, it should be noted by now, if you've been listening to this podcast, I don't believe in psychic powers or anything like that. And it goes without saying, of course, I certainly don't believe in astrology. What does the one have to do with the other? If you read an astrology column, and I'm going to date myself, of course, it's no longer really in the newspapers, they're on webcasts or what have you. But astrology, if you read an astrology column, the so-called advice that's being given by these astrologers is very, very general. There's really nothing specific about it. For example, it's easy to say, well, now's your lucky day, you can go buy a lottery ticket. Well, that can apply to anybody. But of course, you'll never see the winning numbers from an astrologer on a lottery ticket. That just won't happen. You can hear generalized advice that now might be a good time to go looking for love. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but you certainly will not see specific advice which says, if you go to this social function at 9 o'clock tonight at this address, you will find your true love. That doesn't work that way. And astrology and other psychic frogs bank on this phenomenon where they use just enough language that can address pretty much any possibility of the person who's reading the letter. And this is what Mr. Runner would do. These letters that were sent out were mass mailings that really contained no specific information, but they use the same kind of generalized terminology that an astrologer would use and the same kind of language that an astrologer would use, that this may happen to you or today is a good day for this or today is a good day for that. Well, today may be a good day for a lot of things, but unless the information is extremely specific, you don't know what is a good day for what. And of course, astrologers and other frauds count on this sort of thing. And so once again, just imagine the scope of this fraud. $175 million from thousands of victims within the United States. And the Justice Department stated this was mail fraud. In other words, the person is using the mail system, the fraudster is using the mail system to commit fraud. We've talked about this on previous podcasts. And mail fraud is one of the workhorses of the justice system of the United States Department of Justice, in that whenever you send something by mail and it's the mail system is being used, if you're using the mail system for fraudulent purposes, you are committing a crime. And this is the method by which the Justice Department pursued this investigation and ultimately conviction of Mr. Runner that he was misusing the U.S. mail system. And anytime you put something in the mailbox and you're using it for fraudulent purposes, you're committing a crime. So Mr. Runner was convicted, and he received a very long sentence for this, as a matter of fact. Well, the Justice Department, backing up for a minute, the Justice Department said this went on for about 20 years. So from 1994 until 2014. And of course, if it goes on for that long, obviously there's going to be a lot of people involved in this. And now this was an ongoing investigation from the Justice Department, and Mr. Runner, although he has dual French and Canadian citizenship, was actually living in Spain, and he was extradited from Spain in December of 2020, and the prosecution began here after the extradition. So it's a pretty amazing thing here that this went on for so long. He had other co-conspirators in this mess. There was Maria Thanos of Montreal, Canada, Philippe Lett of Montreal, Canada, Sherry Gore of Indiana, and Daniel Arnold of Connecticut. And they pleaded guilty to this, what was called a mass mailing fraud scheme. So this is one of the things that was in the news this year in 2020. Now, interestingly enough, one of the ways in which this fraud was perpetrated was that this scam was actually known as the Maria Duval scam. And the Maria Duval scam is noted by Wikipedia as having one of the most successful mail scams in history, with Patrice Runner being one of them. And the scam originates from a person by the name of Maria Carolina Gambia, or Maria Duval is her trade name, and apparently she gave psychic consultations in France, and she attracted some level of notoriety. And she sold the rights to her psychic services of Maria Duval into a contractual arrangement. Well, this, of course, brings all sorts of questions into play, which is that if you're a person with psychic abilities, how can you possibly sell this as a trade name to other people? I mean, if you're the person that has these psychic abilities, how can you sell these abilities to somebody else who doesn't have these abilities? Which, of course, lends to all sorts of crazy thoughts running around. But it goes to what I've said. There's been absolutely no evidence of psychic abilities. And unfortunately, this is just one of the questions that people should ask when these things go on. So this Maria Duval scam that was used by Patrice Runner, it's known as the Maria Duval scam, and it goes to the idea that you can mass market these kind of scams or psychic abilities, if you want to call it that, and people will fall for it. Now, interestingly enough, the reason that I thought this was pretty funny when I first found out about it was that just to back up for a minute, in June of 2020, Runner was convicted of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and wire fraud. And wire fraud is the use of electronic devices to commit fraud. And he's going to be in jail for quite a few decades. He's probably going to die in jail by the time it's all over. But the reason I thought it was so funny is I'm old enough to remember back in the 90s, maybe it was late 80s, I don't know. You had this person named Miss Cleo who would appear on late night TV and talk about how she had these psychic abilities, and you'd call this 1-800-900 number and listen to Miss Cleo. Well, Miss Cleo was just the name of a product. And just like this fraud scam that went on, this is a sale of a mass market scam, to claim psychic abilities where people would buy in and listen to it. And the real tragedy of this sort of thing is that the people that lose money in these type of scams, they're not really losing a lot of money per se, you know, maybe $40, $60, $100 per year. But when thousands of people are involved in this scam, the person receiving the money obviously is making a great deal of money from scamming thousands of people. Now, interestingly enough, in his defense, Mr. Renner was saying he didn't do anything wrong. All he was doing was sending out mass mailings, and if people believe them, well, they believe them, and that's it. It gets into all sorts of interesting philosophical, certainly legal questions. I certainly admire, as a criminal defense attorney, I admire the tactics and strategy of his legal defense team if they came up with that. I think that's pretty brilliant. And that's for another conversation, of course. But the fact still remains that Mr. Runner was advertising himself as having these psychic abilities, and these letters were purported to be of a specific nature to this person's actual events, his actual problems in his life. And people would send in money based on the belief that Mr. Runner was actually having these psychic visions. So I think it's pretty clear that the definition of mail fraud and wire fraud was reached. And just because somebody is getting lots of money and not a person's life may not be ruined because they're giving over all their money, it's still a form of fraud. So Patrice Runner was one of these individuals who, committed this psychic scam, and now he's sitting in jail. And I think it's perfect for the Halloween episode. There's another psychic who was sentenced this year in May of 2023. Only this time it's a bit more severe. The victim was conned out of more than $1 million. And this is over in Florida. And what happened was that J.C. Wasso approached an upset woman in a mall and convinced this person that she was cursed. And to get rid of this curse, it would cost $4,000. And over the ensuing weeks, Wasso would pressure the woman into handing over even more cash. And somehow she convinced this woman to marry a 75-year-old businessman from Tampa. And then Wasso began extorting money from the husband by getting the client to provide fake excuses like needing the money for her mother's cancer treatment or whatever. So in this case, what was happening was that Ms. Wasso was still working on the wife when she was married and was convinced the wife to make false representations to her husband that she needed the money, and the money was being turned over to Wasso. And she stole about $1.4 million in cash and also some jewelry, including a $50,000 Rolex watch. So, in this case, this is one person targeting, one person and getting a lot of money from it. I'm not sure of the financial situation of the target and her husband, but I think we can all agree about $1.4 million, not to mention jewelry, is a lot of money. And once again, this is being used to take over, to get rid of a curse or to improve a person's life. And a court found in Wasso guilty of 9 felony charges, including conspiracy to commit grand theft, organized fraud, grand theft, and structuring financial transactions. And Wasso was given 9.5 years in prison. And by the way, structuring financial transactions, that is a form of crime in which, in the United States, if a person's making a bank deposit over $5,000, then that has to be reported to the IRS. I'm sorry, it's $10,000. So sometimes people try and evade that by making multiple deposits of, say, $9,000, $9,000, $9,500, with the idea that they're going to fool the IRS because these transactions are less than $10,000. Well, if you're doing that to avoid the $10,000 reporting fee, then that, of course, is a crime known as structuring financial transactions. Apparently, Ms. Wasso was doing that and was found guilty of that. And so that's another charge against her for which she was found guilty. So once again, we have the use of a criminal preying on their target's worries or fallibilities. And as such, this person was able to profit from them. Unlike the scam run by Patrice Runner, which involved thousands of people and small amounts of money being sent by these thousands of people, from his Wasso, it was one target, and convincing them to turn over a lot of money from this one target. Both, of course, are equally tragic. And you might wonder, well, why is it tragic if Mr. Runner is simply getting money from thousands of people? What's the harm there? I would certainly argue that part of the harm that was done was psychological to these victims, in the sense that they actually think they're getting personalized psychic reports, for lack of a better term, from Mr. Runner, only to find out that these are just mass market mailings, for lack of a better term. The same report that person A is getting is the same report that person B is getting, is the same report that person C is getting, et cetera, et cetera. I suppose it might be argued that if Mr. Runner was clear and was honest in saying this is the same note that is going out to thousands of people, he might have a defense. When I get reports, financial reports, for example, from my financial investment companies, I have under no illusion that I'm getting a specific report written just for me. This report was obviously written for thousands of other people. But when you're making it seem like you're the one receiving this report and it's only for you, well, that's a problem. By the way, a number of years ago, James Randi, he was a magician, or he preferred the term conjurer, but he was a magician who, like Harry Houdini, spent a good portion of his life trying to uncover psychic scams. He did an interesting experiment one day in a class he was invited to. I think it was either a college class or a high school class, but he handed out an astrology report for 30 people in this class. And then he said, this report is just for you. You know, I have taken the time to go to an astrologer and each of your names are given to them. And so this report is only for you and it should fit your life. And how does it work? You know, do you think it's accurate? And a large number of people raised their hands and said, yes, this is talking exactly to me. I mean, this is exactly how I feel. This is exactly the problems I'm going through. It's like this person, the astrologer, knows the issues I'm having. You know, it's really remarkable, that sort of thing. Well, you know where this is going. At some point, Randi told everybody, okay, I want you to pass your report on to another person. And they did. And sure enough, just like with Mr. Runner, it was the exact same report, no different. And there's been volumes of psychological works written about, or works on psychology works written about how these so-called psychic or astrology reports tie into our basic needs. And a decent so-called astrologer, so-called psychic, can hit the right buttons and write the magic language necessary for people to believe that this report is written exactly for him, even if it's not, if it's just a mass market mailing. So it's it's something to keep in mind, certainly. But when these psychic scams occur, it never really does surprise me in that they're taking advantage of vulnerable people. And by the way, of course, you don't have to be vulnerable to be a target or the victim of a psychic scam. We'll talk about that maybe for the next Halloween episode. I don't know. But anyway, I want to talk about how the baloney detection kit that we talked about earlier with Carl Sagan can really help to stop this sort of thing. If a person just takes a few minutes to use the baloney detection kit, I'm not going to go into the complete details, but if you remember our details of the baloney detection kit, that is another podcast that you can easily access. But if you remember, one of the first thing that's in the baloney detection kit is that the first test is wherever possible, there must be an independent confirmation of the facts. Well, if you're getting this mailing, which purports to be exactly for you, it might be a good idea to, you know, if you're getting one of these mailings from Patrice Runner, it might be a good idea to have somebody else look at it, a couple other people, and see what is actually there. The second tool in the baloney detection kit is encourage substantive debate on the evidence by knowledgeable proponents of all points of view. You know, take that letter to a skeptic. Take that letter to a skeptic. What do they think of it? Are they convinced, or will they point out this is just generalized language that can apply to anybody? A third tool in the baloney detection kit is that arguments from authority carry little weight. So if it's just the psychic person giving you this information, that's just an argument from authority. The tool number four is spin more than one hypothesis. If there's something to be explained, think of all the different ways it could be explained. And this is important. Is this psychic giving you this advice just for you? Or is it just a general letter that goes out? Is there some other explanation? try not to get overly attached to a hypothesis just because it's yours. If this letter comes from Mr. Runnell, maybe it says it's just for you. Well, that may make me feel very flattered. It may be very flattering to get that kind of letter, but don't become overly attached to it. Maybe there's another explanation. The sixth tool in the baloney detection kit, I think, is incredibly important in analyzing these things. Quantify. If whatever it is you're explaining has some measure, some numerical quantity attached to it, you'll be much better able to discriminate among competing hypotheses. What is vague and qualitative is open to many explanations. Once again, if you're getting this letter, which is saying, this report is just for you, today I anticipate this week is going to be a good week for you. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? This week is going to be a good week for you. Are you going to win the lottery? Are you going to get a new car? Are you going to get a raise at work? Are you going to get a new job that you really want? I mean, are you going to find the love of your life? There's so many ways to quantify this. It becomes meaningless, absolutely meaningless. And that, of course, is what a scammer like Mr. Runner is counting on. If they're saying, if you buy a lottery ticket today on Tuesday, the 15th, and the winning lottery numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you win, well, that, of course, is something important. I would agree there, and maybe you're onto something. But if the advice is this is going to be a good week for you, well, a lot of weeks can be good weeks for you. A lot of weeks can be bad weeks for you. Got to be a little bit more down to earth on that. Anyway, we're coming to a close of our Halloween episode. I hope everybody had a great Halloween. My kids certainly did, had a great time. And we'll certainly be back next time for another episode. And certainly we'll be back next year for another Halloween episode. Wish everybody the best. And as we're getting ready to close out the year, it might be a good time, by the way, to this is what I advise all my clients at the end of the year. Talk to your financial advisor and see how things are going for you. A lot of us forget to do that. And that's general advice, but I think it's good advice. I think that kind of advice can apply to everyone. Talk to your financial advisor or talk to somebody who you trust about finances. How's that? Anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great one.